Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think that we have something to talk about tonight here on Final Pitch on News Talk 830 WCCO. The phone number is 651-989-9226. Twins win 7-5 in dramatic fashion over the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. I got to get some reaction tonight. What a game. What a game. A lot of people out there were probably like myself in their feelings in that seventh inning when Ryan Harper comes in there and just absolutely, he didn't perform tonight. Okay? Let's just call it for what it is. And it was one of those evenings where it was a rough, it was just a rough outing from a member of the bullpen. But once you regain the lead, you eventually were able to go ahead and put the nail in the coffin. And there's so many things that played out in regards to just the span of what has occurred in the last hour. And I want to hear from so many Twins fans, or the Twins fans that are still up, at 651-989-9226. And let me just say this. If you got positivity, bring it. If you got negativity, bring it. If you have criticism, bring it. If you want to give props, bring it. But let me just, when I say I was in my feelings a little bit, let me just go ahead and let me just step away from the microphone for just one second, because this is how I felt after this game was over. Let's go! Let's go! I was pumped. I was stoked. And maybe that's not the most professional way to go about it to start the show, but that's how I feel right now. Like, that was, tonight could be the game that changes the fortunes of the Twins when it comes to looking at how things have played out over the last couple of weeks. Now, it could be nothing. It could be just one game. Maybe this isn't the start of a run. Maybe it is. Because if you look back to last week, last Monday, you had the walk-off against the Braves, right, with Miguel Sano. And you said, man, maybe this is it. Maybe we just lit the – maybe that was the match that's going to light the fire for this team. Maybe they go out and they lose tomorrow morning. But tonight, we're talking about a Twins victory, and that was fun to watch. Marwin Gonzalez with that three-run homer. That was the game-winning hit. That was fun. Now, look, I'm not going to sit here and try to paint a picture of it's all good. Because, yes, in that seventh inning, when you lost the lead and Harper gives up four runs, I'm telling you, I was on Twitter and I was looking, and I was down in the dumps for a little bit. Now, I hadn't written off the team because clearly you were only trailing by a run. I get that. You still got a few innings remaining. And it was only one run. But I know that Twins territory, yeah, you were down. You were frustrated. And what I asked for in first pitch earlier today, we got from Martin Perez. I want him to bounce back and show us the Martin Perez that's going to go out there with a chip on his shoulder and give us a quality start. And Martin Perez went out there and he pissed his butt off. It wasn't perfect. Yeah, he walked too many batters. I was biting my nails a little bit. He got out of some jams because of how good his defense was behind him. Jorge Polanco, a beast tonight defensively. Miguel Sano with a couple of really nice plays. Yeah, his defense really helped him out. But Perez, he deserved a victory because he pitched well enough to get a victory. He didn't get that. Doesn't matter, though. You got the win, and you regain first place in the AL Central. And as much as some of the Cleveland media members are having fun with us here in Minnesota, it's fun tonight to see them go down in extras and the Twins battle back and get a victory. And the Twins Twitter account, complete savages tonight, in response to a media member that said, "Hi, Twins," when the Twins went behind, they fell behind 5-4. And then at the end of the night, they lose and we win. And then we say, we wave hi back to them. All right, 651-989-9226. Awesome evening for Sam Dyson. Is this the Sam Dyson that we signed up for? I hope so. He looked good. And this is what's so funny. The entire evening, the umpire, I know that Twins fans noticed this. It was rather funny how, like, some of the pitches that were low, he was calling them strikes. Guys nibbling around inside and off the plate, and he's calling them strikes. It was weird to see how the hitters were trying to adjust to the strike zone, right? Dyson didn't get that. Like, when he was in there, those first couple of pitches that he threw looked like strikes. He didn't get any love. He didn't worry about it. He took care of business. And Sergio Romo, he's a beast. He's scared of nothing. I'm pumped. I know you guys are too. All right, 651-989-9226. Let's take a phone call from Diana in Hutchinson. I know she's stoked.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yes. That felt good. That actually felt good.
Yes, it did. It was great. I mean, yeah, there were some hiccups, but that's the game of baseball.
This is what we signed up for, right? This is what we signed up for. It's 162 is that? It's exactly that. This is. There's going to be nights like this, and there'll be nights where we have our hearts broken. But this is a night where we were on the right side.
Yes, yes.
I loved it.
And Sam Dyson, he did such a good job. And when he first pitched, and he had those bad couple outings, I felt bad for him. I was wondering, is he hurt? You know.
Uh huh.
And it turned out he was,
which is a weird situation, Diana. You know that a guy gets traded to us, and then we find out he's injured or he's hurt. He has the biceps tendonitis. But if this is the guy that we're going to receive via the trade, then I'm all for it. But he looked good tonight. Now it doesn't mean that he's over the hump and that he's past the woes that we saw his first couple of outings. But this was a nice start.
Yes, very nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep, thank you for the phone call, and thanks for, just staying up for me tonight. Diana and Hutchinson always ready to check in and talk about the Minnesota Twins. Let's go to Ivan, who's calling from San Diego.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's up, Ivan?
Born and raised in North Minneapolis, but, I'm out here on the West Coast now. But let me tell you, man, tonight, that was fun.
That was fun.
Because, one, I had the Twins going, but then, I was Indians hating with that Red Sox game. And so we were up, they were down, they were up, we're down, like the whole night was just, that was fucking, I mean.
Whoa, all right, so dump Ivan, because Ivan clearly said a little bit too much. Oh my gosh, Ivan's out of control here. Anyway, 651-989-9226, who's next on the docket? Let's go to Adam in St. Paul. What's up, Adam?
Oh, hey, love the show. I was you touched on it just a bit ago. I love the relievers tonight, our new acquisitions. Dyson, no runs. Romo closing it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all the World Series winners of the past, 15 years have had like at least three just outstanding bullpen arms. And that's it. I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from Adam in St. Paul. I appreciate it. And look, when Romo got here, we talked about the championship experience that he's had, okay? You love it. You have to love it. You have to like adding an arm like that into your bullpen. And he has been good every time that we've trotted him out there. Romo's been good. Dyson was the one that I think that a lot of fans were concerned about after the first couple of outings, because he wasn't getting anyone out. All he was doing was getting us in trouble, okay? And you lost that game in Miami, based off of what he did. So I know that the sample size is short, essentially for both guys, but at least with Romo, he looks in command of everything that he's doing. And look, Dyson, I think the Twins fans are looking at him and they say, you know what, tonight's a nice start. We're not going to crown you yet. We're not going to crown you yet. But if you can give us more outings like that, then yes, we will love you here in the Twin Cities or in the state of Minnesota. 651-989-9226. Let's talk to Jimbo, who's calling from Milwaukee. What's up, Jimbo?
Hey, Henry.
You made the trip, huh?
Made the trip. Took the Amtrak down from St. Cloud with another little group of Twins fans coming down. I jumped off the train an hour out from Milwaukee to stay with my sister. We're going to the game again tomorrow.
Nice.
But, hey, what a game, huh?
That was an amazing game. So tell me, you literally that's you're talking about a range of emotions tonight, Jimbo. I mean, going from being ahead and then Harper comes in the seventh and lets it all slip away, and then in the eighth, Marwin hits that 3-run home run. You had to have been feeling elated. I mean, just ecstatic, man.
Yep. One interesting thing about when Hader came in.
Yep.
The Milwaukee fan I was sitting next to told me, they said, he gives up a lot of first-pitch home runs.
Oh, my goodness.
First pitch,
so they called
gone.
It.
He called it. And it was a very somber crowd outside Miller Park after us Twins fans exited. It was great to see all the Twins fans out there, and this is what we got to do. We got to keep following this team to the end.
No question about it. Let me ask you this. How many, in terms of the percentage in the crowd, how many Twins jerseys or Twins fans do you think made the trip?
I don't know, but here's what I'm going to tell you, Henry. The Eddie chant came out, and the Brewers fans did not like that.
Ooh.
It was loud enough to hear the Eddie chant in the crowd.
See? You got to love it. You got to love it, man. You got to follow this team everywhere they're going, man, because we're going places, right?
Yep.
All right.
We can keep that pitching to improve. I mean, we just got to figure out that rotation, how to work it right, where to place the guys coming in on the bullpen, whatever. But got to figure that out to keep the thing going.
Hey, Jimbo, safe travels back to the cities or to Minnesota tomorrow. But, hey, man, let's get another W tomorrow.
You bet. We're back on top.
All right, take care. That's Jimbo calling in from Milwaukee. We talked to Jimbo last week, and Jimbo's back. Well, he's not back because he's in Milwaukee, but he's cheering on the Minnesota Twins.
He's doing the people's work.
Yes, yes. All right, 651-989-9226. We got phone lines available to talk Twins baseball. That was about as fun of a game as you're going to find tonight, and it was a great evening all the way around because you know what's so crazy about tonight? The Red Sox, who you really can't trust, you can't. We can't trust the Red Sox. They're washed. They're done in the AL East, right? They're not going to the postseason. Well, they had a massive lead against the Indians, and they blow it. And the Indians come back, and they tie it up, and it goes into extra innings. And then we got media members from Cleveland that are trolling us, right? Especially when we go down. And then all of a sudden, what happens? We end up winning our game, and they end up losing in extra innings. I think there was Jackie Bradley Jr. for the Red Sox that ended up hitting a home run, a solo shot in the 10th to win it. But it was really, really interesting because there's a media member out of Cleveland, JLou50. That's his Twitter account. And the moment that we went behind the Brewers – and it was 5-4. He took a shot of the scoreboard, and he says, "Hi, Twins." He added the Twins and put the wave up there. And the Twins Twitter account, they're savages. They said hi back just about an hour ago. All right, 651-989-9226. Twins win 7-5 over Milwaukee. We'll take your phone calls on Final Pitch next. All right, welcome back to Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins victorious tonight, 7-5 over the Milwaukee Brewers. And we're taking your phone calls at 651-989-9226. I don't care about any of the other topics that I had on the rundown. I know that this was a long, long game tonight, but The topics for late night, I don't even care about. I could talk Twins for, well, until 1 o'clock. So if people want to call that long, we can talk Twins. I'm not saying that Final Pitch will necessarily go that long, but let's talk Twins, man. I'm pumped. And you know what? If your kids are, you know, if you're trying to get your kids in bed at the proper time because school is about to start and all that stuff, forget about it, man. Tonight was special, right? Tonight was special. You're not going to see those type of games a lot. What have I been saying all year long? You're going to face adversity. And tonight was one of those moments, right? You fell behind, and you ended up coming back to win. And everybody out there that was watching, I don't care where you were, like myself in the WCCO newsroom, or Chris here in the studio, or you on the couch, or you at the bar, or wherever you're at. You know what we were doing too? Watching the scoreboard. We were paying attention to what was going on between Boston and Cleveland.
And if you weren't, you're lying, because you know that you were. We're all scoreboard watching.
And at the end of it, it works out your way. The exact way that you wanted the evening to work out. You knew that the Indians weren't going to quit. And you know who else didn't quit? The Twins didn't. All right, 651-989-9226. Oh, by the way, Tyler Duffy, he got the win tonight. Pomerantz, he got the loss for the Brewers. But Sergio Romo, he gets another save. All right, back to the phone lines. Let's start with Mason in Woodbury. What's up, Mason?
Not much. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, man. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, got a first of all, great win. Always good to get a W.
No question.
Got a concerned question for you.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Baldelli's getting a little too cute with the starting pitchers. I feel, especially recently, we've had a number of very quality starts from our starters.
Whoa. We've had a bunch of quality starts from our starters? Our starters have been actually struggling.
Well, I'm going to finish this thought here. The quality starts we've had recently, I feel like, and tonight is a good example of that. We got Perez going six full innings, one run. He's under 90 pitches. I know you want to save these arms, but not only has our starting rotation been a question mark recently, our bullpen has also. So tonight, when you've got a starting pitcher throwing quality innings and a relatively low pitch count, why are we not trying to save some of these arms in the bullpen and let that pitcher at least start that next inning?
I disagree, Mason. I get your point. I totally understand your point. Martin Perez was done. He was done. Like he was riding the tightrope. And he was, I mean, he was getting around situations. He's walking batters. I mean, he walked the tightrope tonight. And there were some spectacular plays made by Jorge Polanco and Miguel Sano behind him defensively that got him out of some really dicey situations. I was saying when he was done after six, I was like, there's no way you can trot him back out there. Pitch count or not.
That's fair, but that's why you play with nine guys. You have to trust the seven players playing behind you in the field.
I'm with you.
To make those plays.
I'm with you. But you really felt in your heart that Martin Perez had enough in the tank to go another. I mean, because think about it. He threw 88 pitches, okay, and those were stressful pitches. So you're talking about him going back out there for the seventh, and he's going to automatically be in the 90s already.
And that's fair. I'm a little old school this way. I don't like these low pitch counts that we run into a lot. But a starting pitcher, like 100 pitches, should be an easy mark. And you're not wrong. They are some stressful pitches.
And you're not wrong. I totally get your point. I think that because there have been nights, and I'm totally with you, Mason. There's been nights where you're like, I'm not sure if they yanked the starter a little bit too early. I really do feel like tonight Rocco pulled him at the right moment. Now, did it work out from Harper coming in and doing his job? No, he didn't do his job at all. But I totally see your point. No question.
Yep. Well, I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for the phone call from Mason and Woodbury. Hey, there's been plenty of nights throughout this season in which what Mason just brought up, I can see it. I can see it. And especially I can see why Mason's thinking that way from the standpoint that Taylor Rogers is not available for you tonight, right? So if he's not available for you tonight, you don't have a full bullpen of, like, your really good arms. okay, with Romo being another really good arm, as well as what we'll see what Dyson is. I'm not going to say right now that Dyson's that guy, but I'm not ready to crown him. But I totally get that.
And I'm in the agreement with Mason, but then because I was asking you about it, but the one thing I just realized too, that Martin Perez's spot was coming up in the next inning as well. So, I mean, we got to think about the National League.
Yeah,
you have to make that move in order to be able to get that pinch hitter in. So,
no question.
I look at it that, yeah, I see the 88 pitches and I'm like, why do you pull him? But then I think, well, it's National League. You got to make that switch. You got all these extra, you know, you're not used to it. So from that, I understand making the move at that
point.
Time.
Yep, no question. All right, 651-989-9226. I need some people to really continue to hype me up. Seriously. I know we got Captain Randy coming up here. I know he's going to be hyped. I know we got Minneapolis Jimmy, but we got some phone lines available. And I know Twins fans are pumped and excited. You just step back in the first place. We're not going to let the Cleveland people just troll us and we're going to lay down. We're back in first place. And I'm not saying that we got to troll them because as easy as first place escaped us, eluded us, we got it back. And you never know. Maybe tomorrow night when we're doing late night, we got a full show tomorrow. Maybe we're not in first place anymore. But it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a fight to the finish line between the Indians and the Twins. All right, let's take a phone call from – let's go to Captain Randy from Waconia. What's up, Captain Randy?
Henry Lake, we are in first place, my boy.
I know, man. Don't you feel good?
Oh, I feel like a winner.
And it's not over. We're not saying that it's not going to be a back and forth, okay? But what we do understand, though, is this, is that – when the opportunity presented itself tonight, that's what you got to do. You got to take advantage of those opportunities. That was almost a missed opportunity. And what I mean by a missed opportunity is when you're up 4-1, you got to finish those games off. And you gave up that lead, and you know what you did? You took it right back from them.
Took it right back. You know what I said? I said, Elizabeth, honey, I'm coming to join you, baby. Lamont, Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, baby.
I hear you, Fred. I hear
it's
you, Fred.
Cardiac kids, man.
I hear you, Fred.
Kids. Dude, we got a month and a half of pure television pleasure.
And radio pleasure.
Radio pleasure.
Because you're on the radio, Captain Randy.
Dude, good catch. Good catch. No, Corey and Glad are my guys. But, Henry, I'm not kidding you. Take that, Milwaukee. Take that.
Man, I was so stoked. And thanks for the phone call from Captain Randy. And this is the thing. Haters been – look, we know how good he is. And last year he was really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he's struggled a little bit here lately with a couple of, like, blown saves and all that. But he's still a good arm, right? First pitch, Marwin says, see ya. Hi, haters. Hi, haters. Out of here.
You know what was great about that, too, is I think it was Corey Provis that was talking about, and they were talking about, you know what, for as good as Hader is, if you get connection on that fastball, he can give up hard contact. First pitch, it was just, I mean, it all set up beautifully.
That was a thing of beauty. All right, 651-989-9226. More phone calls, please. Let's go to Minneapolis Jimmy. What's up, Minneapolis Jimmy?
Hey, man, how y'all doing? Sometimes I go by Holler and James, but I got to keep it real low because my housemates are sleeping. I'm in a group home calling you. But when I pitched for Minneapolis Vale Place,
I love that.
Gomez reminded me of myself.
I love that, man. You calling us from the group home, I appreciate that. You're a Twins fan, man.
I am a Twins fan, man. They allowed me to stay up late tonight to watch the end of the game on Sports Fox 1. You know how it's got the sports channel with the Twins game, and they say we're going to lose them, like we're supposed to lose them sometime
Fox Sports
in September
North.
Or November.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to lose them. I told the housemates, and I told them to maybe the ones that do watch baseball with me and
Minneapolis Jimmy, I got to cut you off because you know who you'll never lose them with? WCCO Radio. You'll never lose the Minnesota Twins.
I know that. Radio's got it all the way, man.
Exactly.
And I love the radio stations they put. And I miss Marky Rosen. God rest him and be with him.
Thanks for the phone call from Minneapolis, Jimmy. Mark Rose is not on TV anymore. He's still alive. I was just with Rosen a couple days ago. What? Did he just act like Mark Rosen passed away? Oh, gosh.
You good?
I'm good.
You good?
Got to collect my thoughts.
All right.
I don't need to collect my thoughts. I'm pumped. I'm stoked. All right, 651-989-9226. That is the phone number. The Twins won tonight, and we love it. 7-5. Where does this rank in terms of victories this season? Like, this has to be up there. This, the Miguel Sano walk-off last Monday, that was awesome against the Braves. I don't know where it ranks, but I'm going to – you know what I'll do for tomorrow night's show? I'll put together a list of where this ranks in regards to Twins victories tonight. But let's take a phone call from Connor. Connor has called Final Pitch. What's up, Connor?
Hey, how's it going? I'll tell you where this ranks for me. I just came from Miller Park. I'm actually driving back to Green Bay.
Nice.
This is number one, no question.
No question.
And I'll tell you why. So my dad and I are sitting in right field, second row, watching the game, seeing that Hader's about to come in. We're following the Indians game on game day on MLB at bat. Pitch happens to Roberto Perez. Strike three, game over. We're tied for first. Very next pitch to Marlon Gonzalez, he bombs a three-run shot to give us the lead.
Nice!
That right there gives us chills, and I almost broke my dad's hand giving him a high five.
I got chills right there listening to it, man. I got legit goosebumps listening to that.
That's awesome, Connor.
Yeah, thanks. My voice is dead, so I apologize for that. But dude, it was like a home game there. It was crazy. I at least a third of the fans were Twins fans.
Bro, Connor, your voice sounds just fine. You just witnessed a spectacular comeback, and you're coming back from the game, and it's all good, man. You sound great.
Dude, thank you. What sucks, I need this adrenaline tomorrow, so I don't know who's on tomorrow at like 8 in the morning, but I got to work and sell some copiers in Green Bay.
Dave Lee, baby. Awesome.
I'll listen to Dave Lee then.
All right, I appreciate the phone call from Connor coming back from the game. All right, 651-989-9226. That is the phone number. We got open phone lines if you'd like to talk Twins baseball. Like I said in the opening segment, positivity, bring it. Criticism, bring it. Negativity, bring it. If you want to get props, bring it. We'll take your phone calls, also get to the good hands play of the game. We'll do all of that in the final segment. But we'll continue to take phone calls about the Twins, even if we finish Final Pitch, because I still got to be here till 1 o'clock. All right, more of your phone calls coming up next here on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, welcome back to Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins win 7-5 over the Milwaukee Brewers. The phone number here is 651-989-9226. That was so much damn fun tonight. It really was. It really was. Kyle Gibson, your starting pitcher tomorrow for the Minnesota Twins. And we still don't know who the starting pitcher is for Milwaukee tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow morning. We will find out tomorrow morning. I got first pitch at noon, and the actual first pitch for the game is at 1:10. So be listening tomorrow to News Talk 830 WCCO. Man, my goodness. It's really going to be hard to sleep tonight after what we saw take place. Let's go to Juan in Woodbury, who has called the show. What's up, Juan?
Hey, man. I just got back, just watching some the friends, checking out the game with some friends, and I think that's exactly what the doctor ordered. I don't know about you, but I think a lot of Twins fans have been feeling a little bit worried the past couple days. But, you know, right off the bat, scoring a lot of runs, offense finally got going. Super excited to see a good win. I think it's exactly what we needed to calm down. Everything's going to be fine.
And Juan, I think that, you know, I think you're right when you're talking about it's exactly what the doctor or what we needed, ordered up, because number one, you needed a win, right? You needed a win to feel good about yourself. Number two, you wanted to see when they announced that Dyson was available and he was ready to go, you wanted to see him perform at a high level and not go in there and walk guys and be erratic and be all over the place. You wanted to see a 1-2-3 inning, and that's exactly what you got out of Dyson tonight. So, and then eventually you saw Romo, another guy that you traded for, come in and close the door. So that was the way that you wanted it to be. Now, the Harper stuff in the seventh, that made everything dicey. That wasn't any fun to watch. Clearly, we did not sign up for that or wanted to be a part of that little bit of a circus that occurred in the seventh inning. But it was all good once Marwin ended up crushing that three-run home run off of one of the one of the guys that everybody out there envisions as one of the best relief guys in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
That was fun. Thanks for the phone call from Juan in Woodbury. He said he was hanging out with his buddies. They were just hanging out, enjoying the evening, having some fun, and that's what the doctor ordered up. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Now, would it have been even more fun if he just ended up getting guys out in the seventh, getting guys out in the eighth, and getting guys out in the ninth, and winning 4-1? Yeah, that would have been fun too. It would have been less drama. It would have been fun. Just as long as you get the W's, man. Just as long as you get the victories, man. That's what it's all about. Being able to come back in that fashion, and on the other side, seeing Cleveland falter in extra innings, that made it fun.
I think for the first time in a week that, I mean, I know we had the game Saturday against Cleveland, but I mean, really, you think about Miguel Sano's walk-off against Atlanta. When's the last time that Twins fans were like legit, like, okay, we've got energy at night. I mean, it's going to be hard. You know, you go home.
Miguel Sano. To sleep.
No, that's what I'm saying. Since that walk-off against Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, this is only, the second win that they've had in the past week. They had the win against Cleveland on Saturday, that rain delayed game. But, I mean, Twins fans are excited. And I'm glad people are bringing up Sam Dyson, because I want to ask you, Henry. I know Sam Dyson, he was taking a lot of grief from Twins fans. Whether it was justified or unjustified, I'm not going to get into it. But does this calm the fears of Twins fans?
No,
this doesn't at all.
No, it shouldn't. It's one outing. It's one inning. How many times did he pitch for the Minnesota Twins?
Three times, but this was nine pitches to get three outs.
But it shouldn't calm. But put it like this: he lost the game in Miami. He pitched well tonight, and then he after the Miami game here at Target Field, he couldn't get anybody out. So he had two games in which he couldn't get anybody out. If we're talking about the sample size was small of him and it didn't look good, we can't be all up in our feelings saying, oh, he's fixed now. We don't know that he's fixed. So
don't we think that stint on the IL, maybe there was really something wrong with him, and maybe this kind of cures him a little bit?
Was there something wrong with him? Yeah. Clearly there was probably something wrong with him. But you can't crown a guy after – this is like crowning a guy after one NFL start. Like, you can't crown the guy after one. Kyler Murray, give him MVP after week one. You can't do that. Let's just go ahead and crown him right away. No. Sam Dyson, and Sam Dyson, he knows he's got to prove a lot more stuff to us. Sam Dyson knows it's not over. Sam Dyson knows that he's still under the microscope. He still understands that. So Dyson knows that. Sergio Romo knows that. Sergio, he can't sit back and rest on his laurels and say, you know what? Everybody's pumped because, you know what? I want some championships in San Francisco. I don't care that you won three championships in San Francisco. Yeah, it's good that you're a world champ. We won a world championship. I don't live in San Francisco. I've never been to San Francisco. Bring us a championship here. That's what I want. Let's go to Jerry in Roseville. What's up, Jerry?
Well, Henry, I'll tell you how old school this place is. I'm calling you from a rotary phone.
I know you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, my goodness. That's old school.
A friend of mine who's a journalism professor in UMD wants to borrow it just to show kids what phones used to be like.
Oh, my goodness. He said a rotary phone.
Yeah.
A rotary phone. My goodness.
One thing, year down the stretch, I think Rocco was really smart in that. And he has lots of baseball experience, but he's a rookie manager. And it seems like, especially with Shelton and people that he trusts, he seems like the kind of manager that takes as much advice as he can get from his coaches in a short span of time before making decisions. And especially when it gets to crunch time here in late August, early September, I think that's a real smart way to go. And it's good to see that he has the level-headedness to do that. So.
Hey, thanks to the phone call from Jerry. And you know what else was fun, Jerry, to see? Was to see Audrianza come in and give you a quality at bat. He was a pinch hitter, and he ends up hitting that double, and that scored
he's
a run.
He's over 280 this year, which he started out really slow, and I was wondering if he was going to stay on, but no, he's just been superb, and he's done a good job at first base.
Yeah, he's done a good job. He's been clutch, man. He's really been clutch when they've needed him to come up with some clutch hits. Appreciate the phone call from Jerry in Roseville.
Does.
Yep. Now, look, we don't have the highlight here for some odd reason. I don't know what's going on here. But we got it's an odd situation, but the good hands play of the game. I just have to go ahead and tell people what the good hands play of the game is. The good hands play of the game is obvious. It's the 3-run home run by Marwin Gonzalez. That was it. Now, I know that was the good hands play of the game. I do want to give props to someone else who had a nice night at the plate, and that was Mitch Garver because he hit a home run. He hit another bomba. Okay, Mitch Garver. He goes deep. And for Mitch Garver, on the season, that's home run number 22. Marwin Gonzalez, that was home run number 14. So Marwin Gonzalez, he had the good hands play of the game. That's brought to you by Allstate. Are you in good hands? All right, that's going to wrap up Final Pitch. And I'm going to be back in this bad boy at noon tomorrow with First Pitch. But I still got 35 more minutes left of late night. We can talk Twins baseball. We got other items that we can get to in a very abbreviated show. But we'll take your phone calls here coming up next here on Late Night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.